Talk about all the horror movies that are coming out in 2024. There's a ton, so we're going to break it up into parts. So make sure you're following us wherever you're watching this by following and subscribing, whatever the button is on the app you're watching, hit that. But let's get into the first horror movies that are coming out in March. And of course, the first one is Blumhouse's Imaginary Friends was something that I didn't have on my bingo list of horror for this year. But here we are, Jason Blum giving us this movie. So let's read the synopsis and talk about it. When Jessica returns to her childhood home with her family, she finds her old stuffed bear, Chauncey, and sees that her youngest stepdaughter, Alice, has grown attached to it. After Alice's behavior becomes concerning and the games that she and Chauncey play turn increasingly sinister, Jessica starts realizing that Chauncey is more than the stuffed bear she believed him to be all of those years. This movie's coming out on March 8th. Let's get into what this movie is going to be like. So there's already a trailer. There's already a teaser, all of that. We've been seeing it at the movies. And honestly, I think this movie could definitely have a lot of potential. I really am interested in seeing what the whole thing with Chauncey is. If there weren't ever an imaginary friend, what were they? Were they like a demon that was somehow conjured up and was sticking to the mom and now is going to stick to the daughter? I'm curious to see what the whole thing is, and definitely one of our top movies to watch in March, and that is Imaginary from Blumhouse. Next one is the movie we've made countless videos for. You can go check them out wherever you want, but that is Late Night with the Devil, which is coming out finally this month, coming up in March, March 22nd to be exact. And this is a film starring David Almashion, as well as directed by the Karnes brothers, and Australian duo making horror. I mean, we saw it last year with Australian duo Raka Raka making the Talk to Me film, and now we have Late Night with the Devil this year. So Australian horror has been up big, and I think that Late Night with the Devil is going to be another hit for the country. This film basically follows a lost master tape in which we see on Halloween night as the late night show Night Owls with Jack Del Roy, I believe, who Jack Del Roy, of course, being played by David Demoshian, brings on a set of guests, including a hypnotist, a magician, and we also see a parapsychologist with their latest subject who has survived a satanic cult. And pretty much the set turns to hell, literally turns to hell, and that's all we'll leave it at. We're excited for this one. Can't wait to watch it. Next one up is Ghostbusters The Frozen Empire. Pretty excited for this one. Just looks interesting. Snow, ice, ghosts. In Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the Spengler family decides to leave Somerville, Oklahoma, and go back to where it all started, the iconic New York City firehouse, and help the original Ghostbusters, who've developed a top-secret research lab to take busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. So Sony is coming right back from Madam Web to take us back to this Ghostbusters franchise. And I don't know, we'll see how it goes. The last one was pretty decent, and I'm excited to see what they do with this. But we'll keep it up in the air. The next film is from Neon. It is called Immaculate. One of the films we'll actually be catching at South by Southwest. It stars Sydney Sweeney, and it's a basic nun horror. Let's read the synopsis about it. A devoutly religious woman named Cecilia is offered a role at an illustrious convent in the Italian countryside. Her seemingly picture-perfect new home is soon revealed to be holding horrifying secrets. So this already has a trailer, and if you already watched it, you know that we are going to get into some pretty weird horror religious type vibes here. And you know, nun horror coming back was something I didn't have included in my bingo card as well, but we saw it with The Nun last year, and we saw it with another film that is going to be coming out this year, which I'll talk about in a bit. And Immaculate is just another one joining all of that. We'll see how good it is. I'm hopeful for it, and we'll be catching it at South By, so make sure you're following us so you know our initial reaction after we watch it. The movie I want to watch at Fantastic Fest last year, didn't get the chance to watch it, but we'll be watching it pretty soon, and that is You'll Never Find Me. So let's read the synopsis. An isolated man living at the back of a desolate caravan park is visited by a desperate young woman seeking shelter from a violent storm. As the savage storm worsens, these solitary souls begin to feel threatened, but who should really be afraid? So this is one of those movies that just sounded so interesting, so good at Fantastic Fest, but of course with scheduling and all of that, sometimes you miss some of the movies, but this was top on our list, and we are excited to be watching it pretty soon, and we'll be bringing you a review and reaction, so stay tuned for that, hopefully in the next week or so. But this is going to be coming out in March, and I very much so tell you, do not watch the trailer for this, because I was going to watch it, but I felt that it was going to have a little bit too much showing in it. So I decided not to. And usually I always say that don't watch trailers because trailers can be very misleading and they can show too much sometimes. The next film is The First Omen. And we've been excited for this one ever since it got announced like a couple years ago. This has been one of our most anticipated films. The new trailer that we got just looks great. I had to watch that trailer. It was a teaser, all of that. And I felt like it was great. It was done so well where it didn't give much away. And I'm excited for this one and cannot wait. Abigail just sounds exciting. Radio Silence, Melissa Barrera, Catherine Newton, Angus Cloud, Giancarlo Esposito were already there first day and cannot wait to see how insane this movie is going to be. Vampire ballerina taking out a group of thieves. I think we're going to have something equivalent of Beautiful Cinema. So very excited to check this one out. And we already have a trailer for it, which is just always so much fun to see in the theater with people that haven't seen it before, because everybody just loses their mind once the twist comes in. And cannot wait to see how this movie is going to do. But super excited for it and cannot wait. And the last film for this part one is going to be Infested. We already did a review for it. If you haven't checked out our review, go check it out. But this is one of the films we caught at Fantastic Fest last year. Very, very eerie film about spiders. So if you are scared about spiders, this one's definitely going to hide in that times 100. And very excited for this one. It comes out April 26th. But that's all we have right now. Make sure you are subscribed and following us because we do have some more parts because there's a ton of other horror movies, but couldn't fit them all in this video. So make sure you are subscribed and following us because we'll be discussing more of them. And very excited to be going to South By and discussing more horror movies that maybe we didn't put on our list right now, but after South By, we might put them on there. So if you want to know those movies, make sure you follow us wherever you're watching, TikTok, YouTube, or all that. And as always, I'll see y'all next time. Stay safe, stay positive.